This is the Be Cool Podcast. Welcome all to the first episode numero one. Uno. Eins. We are here doing a special, special podcast. You know, it is that time of year for me. I'm a big time gamer. I do a little streaming, trying to get this thing jumping off. But I felt, you know what? Instead of just streaming all the time, what's another way to attack everything I have to say? Because streaming, you know, you get a little bogged down sometimes. You get focused too much and you don't have the wherewithal or the multitasking skills that some, you know, lack in certain areas in their lives. There's nothing you can do about that. It's just the nature of the beast. But we are here, the inaugural edition of the Be Cool Podcast. I hope you liked the intro. That was Bishop Lamont, not actually rapping on the song, but he put it together for his album back in, was that 2008? Maybe it was that one. I'll give you a little information on that at the end. If you'd like to hear that song in its entirety, unfortunately, I can't play that whole thing because, you know, you get a little strike here, strike there, and we might not get the episode number two. Dos. As it were. Again, welcome. This is a long time coming. I don't have a problem chatting here by myself. Hopefully we get this thing cooking a little bit once a week. You know, maybe we get some guests coming in, going out. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm trying to get you involved with my thoughts, my aspirations, my dreams. And maybe, we'll talk about some of my nightmares also. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see that there's obviously there's video that you can see visuals of 2K20. You know, they have ads and blah, blah, blah. There's going to be also more information coming. We're going to take a deep dive into some tweets, some of the blog that was released last week. And we're going to talk about what 2K19 lacked. And there's obviously podcast after podcast of that, but we just want to roll into this first one. We there's no script here. We don't have a set guideline. We're just going to I'm just going to roll off the tongue here, and maybe you guys will maybe you'll enjoy it. So first we're going to talk about 2K20. Obviously they're rolling out their information. They throw out their trailers. You know, they're going to see the guys dribbling, dunking, blah blah blah. All the little highlights, as you can see right now if you're on YouTube. But this is where I always describe in my YouTube videos and in podcasting, in streaming, that this is what the company does. They don't give you any information. They just try to visually stimulate you to say, oh, wow, this looks great. Look at all these moves. This is beautiful. I like all the sweat dripping down the guy. But the problem is this how they fool you. You know, this is how they fool you. And you don't really understand what this game is going to be until you actually get it into your hands. You know, everything, it sounds good, looks good, the way they want to present it to you. But unfortunately, nothing is real until you can actually touch it. And, you know, as you see right now, I'm just going to jump into this. The WNBA is in 2K20. I think it's just a play now. So you're not able to really get into depth with my league with the women's basketball, but it took a long time coming for this. You know, these women are working hard. These ladies are busting their behinds out there playing basketball at a high, high clip. And it's about time. I mean, I don't know how many years the WNBA has been around, at least two decades. And it took 20 years for them to, I mean, that's not progressive. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, no kudos to that. And long time coming, you know. I don't give claps for when, you know, I'm not making anything happen out here. Very disturbing, you know, it took that long. But good thing for the women out there, you know, bigger platform, get their messages out there. Just like the United States women's soccer team, football team, as they say, across the sea. And it's time, man. Listen, we're not going to get into a political debate here today, but I mean, it's a long time coming. There's a lot of changes that need to be fixed in not just the world, but our country alone. And It's going to take you, the people, to be able to do this. No one person is going to change it. You can't leave it up to these politicians, because politicians come from American families, American towns, and American cities, and they're elected by American citizens. We have to make the changes. You can't wait for a guy who sits on a toilet tweeting all day. So we're going to get it. You're going to see tweets out here, and you can read these. These are just more information. If you're on YouTube, you're going to see the tweets that I've selected. That this is the producer, Mike Wang, here, and he's just talking about how badges and things are being reworked to change the game and blah blah blah. All this information all sounds good, it looks great. Oh, I gotta take that fucking thing out. My fault, man. But anyway, you'll see what I do. I'll edit that out, but I appreciate it. We'll get back to the so 2K20. They like to fool you with the imagery, the sounds, the sights, the glitz, the glam, the dancing, all the fancy stuff. But the inner workings of the game is what we need to see change. For me, this past year, I was a 6'2 shot creator, slasher. Total fuck up on my part there, because I put myself at a disadvantage by being a tiny, tiny man against all these. I was probably guarding 6'7", 6'8" point guards the whole year. Plus, I'd run into all the lockdowns who just, you bump steal you. If you play 2K19, you understand the gimmick. Horrible situation for most players out there. If you're on a high level like me, high basketball IQ, top of the roof, Mount Everest style, it's a little easier. You can take it with strides, but for the regular Joe Schmo, it probably not a lot of fun out there. But moving on to what I felt as in my playing 2K19 really hurting me as being that kind of player. Going to the rim, playing against the computer in my career, the guys would actually go through my body. You can see that on the YouTube page, on the gaming page, Pro Momo Gaming. Check that out. Great video. I mean, just how terrible the developing of this game was, that they allowed people's arms to go through your body to block your shot. I have a good 20 minutes of footage on the YouTube page. You'll see that on this page, actually, it'll be on the podcast page. You'll be able to check that out to see more in depth of what I'm talking about. But it is horrendous, horrific. For a company that has made 100 and what they sold 140, what they sell 12 million copies, right? So the 140% up from last year's game, 120 million copies at $60 a piece. That's for the regular version. Some of the versions, the deluxe version, $100. So just do the math there, and think about what kind of money they put in their pockets right there. So, they're almost at 200 million probably in sales just on 2K19. Okay? We all know about the microtransactions, the loot boxing, the VC scams, the money they took out of your pocket. We'll get into that if you want. I never pay 2K money. I don't do that. I make that money. We don't put money in the pockets of scam artists. And so almost like the YouTubers, the 2K community, the leaders of the 2K community, who are that they'll promote the shit out of this game before it comes out, just so they can get their fingers greasy off the Fritos that 2K leaves for them, like the shitty ass shoes, the Kyries they give them, the base Kyries they'll give them when they send them to New York to promote the release of the game. Anything that these little bottom feeders, who consider themselves the top reporters on the game, and 2K just loves to suck these guys up, all their viewers, all their comments, all their tweets, everything that they can. 2K loves to just get that, feed those little rats those Fritos and watch them go, watch them run amok and create an aura around a game that doesn't need an aura around it, because if you can smell the stench of what 2K has created in their community, you don't need scumbags like that giving you false information. It's a sad thing to watch, And if you have any intelligence in the world, you'd be able to see that. I'm here to set the, this is the be cool, because I'm trying to tell myself to be cool right now. I'm getting a little excited, a little heated, because I'm sick of it. You know, I'm sick of it. We're not gonna go on rants here every second, but when the juices are flowing, sometimes you gotta let it go. You got to let it go, and it only makes for good entertainment, a good product, unlike what 2K has been putting out in the last few years. Great pass right there, beautiful pass if you see it on YouTube. Just some highlights from the last couple of days. Just threw that in there. Get so it gets the creative mind working. You know, the atomizer that I have just partaked in, really helping out now. But back to 2K20. So there was a blog that they put out. Oh, that's going to be at the end of the video. You'll be able to see that. You'll be able to pause, read that on YouTube. I'll talk through it. But everybody on YouTube, you can hit the pause button. If you haven't seen the blog, you can be able to, you know, separate the podcast from, you know, getting some reading in. You know, we're not doing a Amazon books out here, but you know, we're trying to give the all the information as it comes to us, unfiltered, unvarnished. I'm not putting my opinions on anything. This is not what this podcast is about. Let's just get that straight. This is not a podcast about my opinions. I only spit the facts. You know, the problem is with opinions is everyone's got one, just like an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess not everybody's got an asshole, but all these scumbags got opinions out here. Everyone thinks that they're right. Everyone's got an idea, but the problem, I don't care about the ideas or who thinks they're right. I'm just going to give you the truth. And the truth either set you free or you figure it out. This guy taking all these dribble moves just to find me wide open. Green light. Bang, bang. That's what a little salt maker does for you. Back to the podcast here. Sorry, get it, you know, sometimes you go off track. Once it's like a good fight, good boxing match or a UFC match. You know, you pepper the guy up a little bit, but you can't go all the way in. You can't get gassed out. Don't get gassed up. You know what I'm saying? Don't get gassed up or gassed out in the first round. If you're peppering a guy, you don't have to go in for the kill. You know, let him know you're there. Give him a little, you know, touch him up a little bit. It's all good. It's all good. If you saw last night's UFC, ESPN Plus, that woman's fight at the end, the main event, well, that was horrendous to watch. I mean, nobody wanted it. It was like two Floyd Mayweathers going at it. Horrible match, horrible match. But not everything can be blood and guts. Not like the poor guy got his nose knocked over to the other side of his face. That was a beautiful fight. And that kid fought. Stayed in the ring throughout the whole announcement of the winner too. Just, I mean, that takes pride and guts. That's what you'd like to see from 2K. You know, 2K's development team. And maybe some of 2K's community leaders. Speaking of 2K community leaders, LD2K at LD2K came back into the fold this year. He's now on 2K TV, being I don't know, what do you want to call that, a co-host? I don't know if he's really a host of anything. Host of trash, really. He's got a lot of opinions. I tweeted out to him once they saw him back on 2K TV, and they were giving out information. And my team, they were given, there was back when, I don't know, a month and a half ago, the auction house was probably three or four releases before the end. The auction house was just horrendous. You couldn't even get into it. You had money from cards being sold. You couldn't get in there. It took 5 minutes just to get it. Then you'd have to spam it 30 minutes. Everyone was losing money, making money. Who knows what was going on out there? But LD2K was out there tweeting about, you know, releasing locker codes and all this like that. It's gonna change. You can't. What's the point of giving out locker codes? You can't even put the locker code in. And if you put the locker code in, you get a system error or you get a network error, and you're back out to the main screen. 2K knows how to try to finesse people. You can't get finessed by scumbags. Listen, people. Let me tell you something, the truth here. Don't allow yourself to be bamboozled or hoodwinked by a company that continues to show you the same credibility that a goddamn money heist guy would. You ever seen a documentary or a movie about people getting robbed, scammed, or fucked over? That's what this company is doing to you. There's a lot of games, a lot of software companies that don't do this to their community. You understand? 2K likes to put their fingers on, the WWE. What, they got their hands in the wrestling. They got their game. They got a bunch of like Borderlands they have too. They got 2K's got their hands in a lot of different kind of, they don't just make basketball. They like to pepper their money around to different places. They like to, get their account in the flush. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be very, very aware of who you're dealing with. I haven't paid, and I haven't bought VC from 2K in 6 years. 2K's, I've made money off 2K. I've paid for every 2K. Kind of like a battle pass in Fortnite. I farm the goddamn V-Bucks that pays for my battle pass. I'll never put money into a game. I'll buy the game, but that's it. That's all the money I'm putting into it. You ain't gonna get me on the sly. You're not gonna get me on a quick fade. It's not gonna happen. Be cool, be cool, be cool, baby. Be cool. Relax, relax. Okay. All right, back at it. So 2K20, you don't really have any information out. They tell you, oh, they're taking out badges. We're adding badges. We're doing this, we're doing that, but there's no actual reality. We don't have any information that's true. All we have is what we know that 2K19 was, which, in all accounts, all fairness, not to 2K at all, but all fairness, that game was awful. And some of the members in the community were absolutely right. They did give up. It's like they put the game out and didn't care about anything. They didn't try to fix anything. They didn't make any adjustments except for shooting meters. They buff different shots. You know how the shot creator is. No, jump shot creator, I should say. Just to be specific, the jump shot creator, they'll change a base 11. They'll make that less effective and blah, blah, blah. But the way the game is, man, it's fake. It's fake. I'm 6'2". I can put a hand in a guy's face, but it don't matter because the dribbling moves, like a spam dribbler. Where's the stamina? Where's the stamina with a spam dribbler? If a guy's dribbling for 17 seconds and he can still just do a step back three and drain it, how is that possible if you're trying to make a realistic basketball game? You understand? Like, there's nobody in the world who can do that. You understand? Like, Steph Curry might be one of the only players in the NBA who has that kind of talent. Maybe Kyrie Irving, but I mean, me and Kyrie ain't on good terms right now. He's probably blocked me also. Way to cut to the rim right there. After, screwing over the Celtics and the young players out there by just being a total fucking moron. What are you gonna do? So I'm happy to get Kemba. I watched Kemba win that championship at UConn. And it's nice to have him. Nice to have a guy like that who's willing to, put the jersey before the player. You know what I'm saying? A lot of pride in that Celtics green, FYI. If you don't know, some people probably, like a Lakers fan who, those guys don't know about pride. They're money hungry. They're just like 2K, little Fritos, little greedy, little greasy fingers. Fritos, give me a championship. Give me a championship. Just buying, trying to buy a championship. No. Then that's not a Celtic. Celtics work hard. Celtics bust. They behinds for the town, for the city. Enough of the Celtics talk, though. Enough of the Celtics talk. Been a beautiful summer, though. Beautiful summer out here. I mean, it's been busy. A lot of birthdays. Got another wedding to officiate for good friends. It's gonna be a great summer. 2K20 drops on the 7th. No, September 6th, actually. That's probably a Thursday, right? Probably Thursday. Thursday morning. Midnight. Probably Thursday midnight. Maybe, is it Friday midnight or Thursday? Interesting. We'll get into that. I mean, we're not diving into it right now. We don't really care about that. But the demo this is where you're really going to find some information out. The demo comes out, I think, on the 29th or something like that. Maybe probably a, yeah, probably a week, the week right before, a week prior to the official game release. That's if you pre-order the game. If you wait, it's probably, it's another, 5 days you got to wait or something like that. Good 2K gimmick. It's always 2K gimmicks, 2K's always got a gimmick. And they won't give you any information either. That My Career information won't come out until after the demo's out, so that doesn't make any sense. But 2K has one of the worst rollouts of information when it comes to their product. The NBA game, the 2K game, 2K19. For some reason, they saddlebag you. They try to hold on to all this precious information, but it's not precious because every year it gets worse and worse, man. It's just terrible. But and their sales just continue to increase. And the problem is, at the end of the day, the problem is that there's no competition. Microsoft has Apple, Sony has Samsung. The problem is EA Sports could make a basketball game and save the goddamn Elite 11. I mean, when you got that kind of situation going, nice try. Guy tried to screw me right there. That's not going to happen. But there's no competition, so they're going to sit here and just scam you. And let me just tell you, people, don't buy the deluxe edition. You don't need to waste $100 to get an extra 95K. Just buy the regular version, then spend another $100 and get 250K VC. I'm just buying the regular version, man. Every year I bought that deluxe edition just to get the 150 or the 100K VC. Now they're throwing in the 50 my team points, 50 my team shit, and that, I mean, that's another scam too. A lot of people don't even use that, play the game that way. So don't buy that. Listen, if you buy the VC on the cheap, or grind, do it like a real basketball game. Grind it out. Grind, 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 grind. That's what this should be about. It shouldn't be pay to play. I'm sick of it. It's just a horror. And this is what I hate, this game, man. I don't even play defense when I see trash bags like that. I don't even play defense like that. Not happening. Don't pay to play. The reason people do it is because people continue to pay to play. But that's not competitive, That's why I like Fortnite. You can't pay to play in Fortnite. You can buy skins all you want. You can waste all your money on that. But you can't be better unless you buy a dope ass PC, like 4 grand, get a monitor, get those frame rates up, get that the best internet you can, get that Fios, get that one ping. That's the only way to make yourself better. That's pay to play. But you can't do Fortnite, and just Fortnite as a company, Epic Games, it's done a great job with the Fortnite game for the community. And it's if someone had a tier of how you treat your community as a game designer, game creators, Epic would be right at the top because they're 2 years in to a game that is free to download, free to play. You don't have to pay anything to get in. You just go walk on, start running, shooting, building, ramp up, 90s, do whatever you want. But the problem is, 2K, who's making millions, I mean, $200 million, man, off that game. That was just on the just that game, that game, that game, man. Who knows what else money they're not shelling out money. Fortnite had a $30 million World Cup at the end of last month. That's how you get back. That's how you build. That's how you treat your community. Think about how much money they're making if they're selling 30, if they're giving away 30 million. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. We're running down 27 minutes into this podcast right now. We've been all over the place. I know. I just wanted to get this first one out. Just give it a test run. See where we at. And I caught myself a few times. Have to be cool, Mo. You gotta be cool, Mo. Relax. That's what I gotta tell myself out here. It's gonna be fun once you get a few guests on here. We're gonna go all over the place. We're gonna talk about the best show, some of the best shows that you've ever seen in your life. Some of the best TV series, the Netflix shows, the newest movies. The best music that's come. I mean, what was that? That J. Cole Dream, the Dream. What a man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable album his crew put out. Just a great album. Great documentaries they put out on YouTube just to follow along. Look at these screens. The guy's just sitting in the fucking paint. Can't cheat that. Can't cheat that system. Yeah, so we're almost 30 minutes in here. We're going to wrap this one up. But just to finish this off. Podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Obviously, you know, people listen. Everyone listens to Joe Rogan podcasts. I'm a big true crimes guy. I gotta get into some of those, man. A lot of true crimes, man. Really stuck on some of that. There's, you know, Netflix and Amazon have some once in a while got some good documentaries to watch. That just watched that new movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that Tarantino movie with your boy Brad Pitt. Miss Robbie and, what the fuck is that playboy's name? Leonardo. No Michelangelo in that one, just Leonardo. Great movie, great acting. I go into everything, man, objectively. It was just a great movie. A great take and a story from what the Charles Manson, you know, seriousness was. So it was, a beautiful thing to watch, you know. Well done, well acted, well written, well directed. If you like a good movie, something you'd pay for to go see at a movie theater, that's one. I'd say, you know, go get a little trees, you know, smoke a little couple trees there before you go in, have a few drinks, maybe at your movie theater you can have some, you know, break a bottle of wine open or something like that. Have fun, man. Just have fun. That's what, you know, that's what this summer's all about. Have fun. Be cool. Be cool, man. All these sad stories, man, that's been going on this last week with the mass shootings and the politics and all this, and it's just it's hard to smile out here, but we're going, you know, be cool. Just be cool out here. Have fun. Nice dunk. That's how you finish a game off. Here's a little salt for that playboy. Hey. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening, and, you know, check out, I'm on Twitch streaming, twitch.tv, Promo Mode Gaming, on YouTube, Promo Mode Gaming. You can catch me on the Twitter, on the Instagram, at Reese45MC, all those will be in the description. I'm going to have those all on the podcast, on YouTube, at the end, you'll be able to see all that. I just like to say thank you so much if you listened. If you on any of the platforms listening to this podcast right now, we're going to get into everything. This is not just a video game podcast, but this was the first, you know. This was just a little jump into it, you know, little jump. When we get into episode 50, we're going to be all over the place. No one's going to know what hit them. That's the storm we're trying to make. I want to have some great guests, some friends, some colleagues. You know, some of the you know, the top dogs in on YouTube. You know, who knows, man? Who knows when we're going to take this? It all depends on you. So if you like it, just support it. Let the people know. Support it. And I just appreciate it. It's been fun talking to y'all. Hope y'all have a great day, great week. Enjoy the night. Have a Truly. Get the citrus packs or the rosé. Don't get all that. Don't get the mangoes or the, you know, pomegranates, the blueberries, blah, blah, blah. Lemon, lime, the grapefruit, the rosés, those are the ones. Those are the top echelon Trulys. Don't go...